Hello, podcasters.
Hi.
How are you today? Weird, fun, wonderful show this morning.
Those are the words, aren't they?
I'm knackered. I feel like we got through loads today.
I'm tired as well. It was like a strange fever dream this morning.
It's British Pie Week, which was great.
Have you had your pie yet?
Yeah, I have. It was wonderful.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. It was a Mr. Kipling. It wasn't exactly... I think that British Pie Week's more about meat pie.
It wasn't on brand, was it?
Yeah. You know, if it was up to me, actually, as it was British Pie Week, I would have just played the entirety of Sweeney Todd out on the show today. Every song.
Be great. The whole thing back to back. We could have put our feet up.
Yeah. Mm. I love that. I love that musical.
I've only seen the film once.
There was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful. Oh,
all beautiful. I remember is Johnny Depp
Ladies
chopping people
and gentlemen,
up.
May I have your attention, please? Oh, it's brilliant.
Is it worth me watching again?
Yeah, worth watching. Watch it again. It's great. But yeah, well, I would have done the show like that as Sweeney Todd. Actually, World Book Day. Sweeney Todd, was it originally a book or was it always a play and a musical?
I think it's always a musical.
Should we have a look? Should do some live Googling?
Yeah, that's always interesting to listen to, isn't it?
So yeah, let's do some because it's World Book Day today. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so let's Google things that's probably
Sweeney
not a book.
Sweeney Todd book?
Book.
Book.
Is it a novelisation?
Let's have a look. Sweeney Todd is the fictional character first appeared as a villain in the Victorian Penny Dreadful serial, The String of Pearls.
Okay, there you go. That's sort
of
a book.
So you could come dressed as Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, I could have done. If I'd known, it would have fitted in with British Pie Week, although it's not really those kind of pies either, is it?
No.
And
World Book Day.
If I'd only known, yeah.
That would have been the best way to do the show today if we'd have thought about that. We didn't. Anyway, we did have a fun show.
We did.
We talked to the one person in the world, I think, who doesn't like pies.
Yeah. The only person that I've ever met.
No, and we got a butcher to tell us why she should like pies.
He was a good butcher as well.
He was a proper butcher.
Yeah.
He's the type of person that as soon as you hear him speak, you go, butcher.
I trust him with my meat.
I would trust him with my meat as well. He could do whatever he wanted to my meat.
Wow.
And if he gave it back, I'd know it'd been handled well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good at handling his meat.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
that's coming up on the podcast. Big Al's Big Quiz is to do with World Book Day.
Yes.
We do the top three costumes for World Book Day, which, as this is going up after World Book Day, you can just use next year.
Yeah, that's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was quite lockdown centric.
Evergreen content.
Enjoy the podcast. We'll be back next week. Have a good one.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
It's time to step into just my relaxed jazz bar.
Ooh, it's nice, isn't it?
We like to start the show off on just a simple note.
Mm. Always feels good to hear this music at this time in the morning.
Go through what's on our mind this week. It's good to catch up with your friends.
Yeah.
What's on your mind this week, Al?
Well, I've been thinking this for a while and it's cropped up again for me this week. You know when you see those vans that say, no cash is left in this van overnight?
Yeah.
I always think, well, you would say that, wouldn't you? How do I know that's true?
Maybe it's a decoy.
Yeah.
Maybe there's loads of cash on those vans.
I think, to be honest, if I was a thief, if I was the sort of person who's interested in stealing cash out of vans...
It sounds like you might be.
I might be. No, I'm not. But I don't think that sign would put me off.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably try my luck anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't go, you know what, I'm going to go for the really rubbish car parked next to it. I'm going to go for the really official, banky-looking van.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I feel like there probably isn't much cash left on the van. If I was banking with someone and they were like, yeah, you know, we tell them that it's not in the van, but really your money is left on the back of the van.
Yeah.
And if we lose it, you're out of luck. I'd be like, well, probably going to go somewhere else and bank.
Yeah, probably.
On my mind this week is probably one of the scariest thoughts I've ever had.
Okay.
Wow. I realised earlier this week, and I'm about a year and a bit late to the party on this one, but did you realise that the 1990s, any part of the 1990s, was over 20 years ago?
Yeah, I was aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
Have you just realised
this? Yeah, 1999 was now 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it just made me feel a bit ill.
I was thinking this yesterday because I've been reading a book about the 60s that was written in the 90s, and it's talking about it like it's ages ago because it was. And then I thought, hang on, the 90s is now that long ago for us. That's how far we are from
it's like book Inception.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's ages ago that this perspective was age. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the 60s is always ages ago, but the 90s isn't meant to be ages
ago. I feel like
ago.
The 60s was ages ago when they were in the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
I say we were in the 60s. I was nowhere near the 60s.
Even I wasn't around in the 60s.
No. But I can remember the millennium. It's one of my earlier memories, but I remember it.
Yeah, very well.
We had a big party.
Yeah.
It was great.
Those I was allowed to stay up past midnight. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. 1 a.m.
Oh, well, I think I got 3 or 4 because my parents had a party and they couldn't really try and put children to bed while trying to get people out of the party. And it got a bit out of hand and people didn't want to leave, so it was good for Miles. I got to stay up. I mean, I was falling asleep where I was, but oh, no, it's not my bedtime. Now crying because I'm overtired, trying to play football. Everyone else is laying. I'm not going to bed.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Oops, I did it again.
All right. This is a fun game that we've enjoyed over the last few weeks.
We have.
Pretty much all I've done is taken an internet trend and put it on the show.
That's what we do here.
The internet trend is replace the vowels in your name with oob. And for those going, oh, which ones are the vowels? A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah, it's good to be clear, isn't it?
Yeah. So what I've done is I've replaced some celebrity vowels with oob in their name. And Al has to tell me what the celebrities are. They've been in the news this week. So, first celebrity. Broobed newbie, spoo boobers.
Okay, is it something to do with the music that I can currently hear in the background?
It might be, yeah.
Is it Britney Spears?
It is.
Thank you very much. I'm getting so much better at this.
Yeah, well, Framing Britney is out on...
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the first half.
Yeah, we watched it a week or
so. You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite intense.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen so far... I don't know why people are saying to cancel Justin Timberlake for talking about their next life.
Well, he has apologised, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's apologised. Yeah. But the thing was, he was... They were asked every single interview. And even the way he said it was like, right, yes, we did it, let's move on.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need that anymore. Who should be being cancelled are the interviewers.
The interviewers.
Were so bad.
The creepy old man who's like, she's like 10 years old and he's going, so have you got a boyfriend? Could it be me or whatever it is? That creepy
no,
old
man. No, it shouldn't
no,
be you.
No,
awful. No, that's statuary something, whatever the word is. Yeah.
They're the people who should be apologising.
Yeah, all the interviewers who, that's the only thing they asked about. It's appalling.
Yeah.
You'd never get away with it nowadays.
No, absolutely not. And frighteningly, it's not that long ago.
Also, I just got to the bit where the paparazzi guy takes no responsibility, and they're like, well, she asked you to leave them alone. Yeah, but she only meant for that day.
Oh, yeah.
No, she didn't. But leave her alone.
She didn't say leave me alone forever, therefore she didn't mean...
She didn't mean forever, and it's completely fine for me to invade her private...
Oh, just honestly. Just full of awful people.
Awful, awful people.
Yeah.
And the guy who was the editor of that, of the magazine, is just like, well, you know, it's what pays. Like, go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Why are you getting the publicity for this? Yeah, I didn't like... Yeah, I got very angry. Anyway, I'm going to watch the second half. Second person. And this is making people angry as well at the moment.
Oh, good. We're on a roll now.
Ubent. Moobed. Dloob. Tuben.
Okay. Ubent. Now, I'm stuck there already.
Ubent.
Ubent.
So it's one oob.
Oh, and then what's the rest of it?
Moob. Dloob. Tuben. Been in the news last couple of days.
Is it, I mean, is it ant somebody?
Yes.
Is it ant as in ant and debt?
No, it's not ant as in ant and debt.
I'm trying to think of any other ant that I know.
SAS Who Dares Wins.
Oh.
Ant Middleton.
Ant Middleton, yes, he's been making people cross as well.
Yeah, so it turns out he's not the best person.
No.
He has been sacked from Channel 4's SAS Who Dares Wins.
Yeah.
For not aligning with the company policy. And he's just gone out and said, everyone's a snowflake. All the girls who are offended by the jokes I made, it's just army banter. It's like, that's not good.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
He's awful. I mean, he's just exhausting as well. On Twitter, his whole thing is just constant, like, smashed it emojis, big muscly arm emojis. It's just, oh, shut up.
Grow a personality. And all he's done by saying, oh, it's the snowflakes and these girls are... It's not made him look better, it's made the whole army look worse.
So well done, Ant.
Yeah, well done. You dragged everyone. If I'm going down, I'm dragging everyone down with me. And lastly, Jubroob me, Kluberksuben.
Jubroob. Okay, wow. Okay, let me break this down.
Jubroob me.
Jeremy.
Klub. Ruxuben.
Jeremy Clarkson.
It is.
What's he done this week?
He's grown a beard.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's been compared to Santa and Hagrid.
Does it suit him?
No. But then again, he's a type of guy that I don't think anything suits. He's too big for the small cars. He looks a bit weird. He's got bad teeth.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
For some reason, I just like his programmes.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
World Book Day today. Happy World Book Day.
Happy World Book Day to you.
A bit of a weird one, I think, for most of the kids, because not going into school, it's sort of an exciting day to go into school, World
yeah.
Book Day.
Do you reckon, are they still doing fancy dress at home, do you think?
I don't know. And
you probably would, if you were a parent, you probably wouldn't bother, would you?
Did you remember World Book Day from when we were kids?
I
remember it being there, but not being a big deal.
I remember it being a thing where maybe that company that had, like, a book fair would bring in some
yes.
books on wheels into
yes.
the school hall, but I don't remember doing fancy dress on World Book Day.
I will just never forget Comic Relief, the messy hair day when Gareth Gates did Spirit in the Sky.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the best one, because everyone came in with their hair done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those were the days.
But it is a weird one for costumes today.
Mm.
So if you're sat at home, you're just waking up, the kids are just waking up, and you're like, oh God, it's World Book Day, I don't know what they're going to wear, they still do have a Zoom class or whatever. I thought I might help you out today. So we can do the top three things to dress up as for World Book Day. During lockdown.
By the way, last year, did we dress up on World Book Day? I've got
yeah,
a vague feeling we did.
I wrote a book because I just came
oh,
dressed
yeah.
in my own clothes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that ties into this. In at three, find a character that's closest to your pyjamas. It's homeschool. Just keep them on.
Perfect.
At two, where's Wally? And I'm not saying wear the costume.
Mm.
Just hide from your parents and say you're in character.
Just don't turn up to homeschool.
Just don't turn up. Just hide. Just hide yeah. around the house.
Also, where's Wally is a little bit pyjama-y, what he wears. So,
he does.
You know, you could kill two birds with one stone then.
Well, is it, or is it sort of like just... He wears jeans and a jumper. But it's just you
oh,
used
true.
To them being pyjamas.
Striped.
People wearing pyjamas, yeah.
They're not, it's not like the pyjamas that you bought me for Christmas, which
no,
is a whole other story.
It's like a more colourful Hamburglar.
Yeah.
And the top costume... The top thing you should dress up for World Book Day today, in lockdown, Garfield the cat.
Explain.
Well, you get to be really, really lazy and refuse to do anything unless you get lasagna.
That's perfect.
Who doesn't want to demand lasagna?
Yeah.
Do your maths homework. Give me lasagna.
Lasagna? Is that what you call it?
What do you call it?
Lasagna. Wow, this is a whole other dispute, isn't it? Is that a north-south thing?
Yeah, remember we're south of the Watford Gap.
I don't think I've heard anyone call it lasagna.
It's lasagna.
Nah.
It's not lasagna.
Ask an Italian.
They say it, well, they're not saying it like you say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If you went into Italy and said, buongiorno, lasagna, please. I don't think they're going to...
Uno lasagna.
Uno on lasagna. That's the top three things to dress up as for World Book Day.
Vibe 107.6.
Went for a run the other day, Al.
Oh, so did I.
Started getting fit again.
We're obviously both in that mood now that it's March.
Yeah, well, football's back at start of next month. We're supposed, if everything goes, if the roadmap goes to plan...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, if there's no roadworks, I will be playing football. So I thought, oh, God, I've got to go get fit. And I went out for a run on Monday. Did not go well.
Oh, yeah?
Not at all.
Mine went quite well. I'm going to just gonna put that out there before you continue.
No, I got halfway around my run, and I don't normally make big decisions when I run.
Yeah.
But halfway around my run, I decided to make a life-altering decision.
Okay.
And it's quite a hard decision to make.
Okay, wow, this is... the fact that we're doing this on air, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's going to be a long journey.
Okay.
I've decided to ditch the booze.
Wow!
Until pubs reopen.
Well done, you! I'm applauding. I don't know if you can hear that very well, but I am,
yeah.
That is a single man round of applause going on there.
I had a couple.
Good decision.
I'd had a couple while watching the football on Sunday, and it didn't help during the run. I felt a bit ill. Had
yeah.
a bit of a head. Felt a bit dehydrated. Had a bit of a headache.
It's easily done.
So I'm off. I'm off the booze. It's been 3 days. Withdrawals happened. I'm all right so far, but then I realised that. I saw the news of the Brazilian variant. I thought, oh, God, that's going to be even longer. And then I realised Easter weekend is before pubs reopen.
Yes, very much so.
So that's going to be difficult.
Mm.
And then I realised Tottenham play, like, 9-10 times in between now and then. And
yeah.
that's going to be difficult as well. So I promise I'll try my best.
What are you drinking, then?
A water.
Okay.
You know, anything else.
Mm.
There's
a few nice non-alcoholic beers, I've got to say.
It's British Pie Week this week. Mm. No booze. Not even having a steak and ale.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who?
Ooh.
a good one this week.
Yeah, was it?
Last week we abandoned it halfway through because I was on Skype and it didn't work.
It was out of time, wasn't it? Simple game, celebrity birthdays. I give Al a cryptic clue. He has to tell me whose birthday it is today. First celebrity. The first product of Golden Balls. I know exactly where I was conceived.
Okay. I'm saying Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah, it is. a very successful product of Golden Balls.
Golden Balls. I forgot that was his nickname.
It was his nickname, wasn't it? He's 22 today. 22 already.
Wow.
Blimey. I remember him being a baby on the toddler on the pitch, celebrating a Premier League title.
That does make me feel. I remember him being born.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. It was big news.
Yeah.
Big news.
Huge.
Second celebrity, and this is very much and I will accept character name.
Okay.
And if you've not seen the show, you're not going to get this.
Okay.
But, Alexas! Alexas! Darling, Alexas!
I have no idea. I'm just thinking about the smart speaker thing that people talk to, but
no,
it's not
no,
that,
no,
is
no,
it?
No.
Okay, fine. I have absolutely no idea.
Have you ever seen Schitt's Creek?
No.
Well, you weren't going to get it.
And every time you say the name of that show, I panic.
It's allowed. It's a name.
It's fine.
Schitt's Creek is fantastic. You need to watch it. Catherine O'Hara, who plays Moira.
Okay.
She won a load of Golden Globes this week.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin's mum in Home Alone.
Is she?
Yeah.
I could have said that.
Yeah. I think that's her anyway, Catherine O'Hara.
But I didn't. She is 67 years old.
Wow. Happy birthday, Catherine. And she's in loads of stuff.
Another really difficult one for you. It's really difficult. So I probably should have ended with Golden Balls because it's easiest.
I've been smashing this in recent weeks and today I'm letting myself down.
My biggest song is about the road in London that I'm from. Was a huge hit.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. But the road in London that I'm from.
Yeah. It's about a place in London.
Okay. Is it some... Give me a clue. How old are they?
Sounds a bit like a gambling company.
Okay. How old are they? Can I have that?
27.
27, okay.
Sounds a bit like a gambling company if you like to have a flutter on the footy.
Mm.
Which you don't.
Ladbroke Grove.
Yes.
Oh. AJ Tracy.
It is AJ
Tracy.
Wow,
I got a current music reference. Well done, me. Thank you.
They have celebrity birthdays for today.
Vibe 107.6.
Al, sometimes you have to get the train all the way back up Manchester.
Sometimes, when visiting family. Obviously, that hasn't happened for a while.
No, but you would. Don't you hate it when trains are delayed? Just generally commuting trains, trains.
It drives me mad.
Well, the train that you'd catch, I think, is the Avanti West Coast up from Euston towards Manchester, is
that's
that right?
Great. To Macclesfield.
Fun. Yeah. That sounds great. It comes through Watford Junction as well. There were massive delays on it yesterday for 3 hours. Have you seen why?
No.
You're going to enjoy this. A train surfing cat caused delays.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, sat on top of the train.
Oh, was the cat all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that could have ended badly, you know, with these electrified trains and stuff. That's,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
I tell you what, the lead station manager for Avanti West Coast has come out with the quote, though.
Yeah.
The things some pets do to avoid lockdown. Thankfully, we managed to avoid a catastrophe, but don't ask meow, the cat got up there.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Catherine Pranger-Wells, that is good from you.
That is good.
Yeah, so I can imagine that would have been really... 3 hour delays.
Yeah.
And I bet that's because it is impossible to catch a cat.
You're telling me.
It's not getting down, but also you're never going to get it.
Mm.
You're never going to catch up with it.
What I'm wondering, though, is for the passengers that were standing on the platform and going, why is it late? This is so annoying. When they found out why, did they just calm down and go,
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, why am I... it's lovely, isn't it?
I can't be angry.
Oh, look at his face.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So you know when you do the big shop at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Do you ever do the thing now where you scan as you shop and you don't go to the till?
No.
No. Well, Amazon has just launched what's supposed to be the first ever store in the UK where you literally just walk out because it stores everything on your phone, it knows what you've bought, and then it just charges you. That would make me really stressed, I think.
Yeah, it would. Because can you put stuff back down again and take it off?
This is the whole thing. With the scan as you shop thing, it's such a song and dance when you decide you don't want something and you have to get someone to come and approve it for you and take it off your thing. And honestly, it just takes longer.
Yeah, I've never scanned as I shopped.
Yeah.
I have enough of a problem with the self-service checkout.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst.
I honestly think that there should be some sort of license that you need to go through them. There's nothing worse than being... And I don't mean to be ageist, but it's normally an old bloke who's going through there and doesn't know what's going on. Just go and talk to the lady.
It's normally me.
Just go and talk to the lady at the till and have a chat, you know,
Chew her ear off.
Do it the old-fashioned way.
Do it the old-fashioned way, and let me, with my two items, rush through. People who go through the self-service, and actually I've done this, but goes with like a full, like,
a
monthly
trolley
yeah, and you're like, no, this isn't for you.
And then you're trying to balance it all in the bagging area and everything. Yeah, I've totally done that before.
Yeah, and then it says that, please put your thing out. I put my item down. Also, yeah. I think that it should be for over 18s only, because then you wouldn't have to wait for them to come around and ID you if you've got an energy drink or alcohol, and you're sort of stood there and they're like ignoring you because for some reason supermarket staff like to ignore people. And you're sort of there and you're like, my red light's flashing. The red light's not enough. There needs to be a siren, like, help! Somebody just help! Something
now.
Like that. And then they come over quicker. Yeah. So they'd be like, oh, the noise! Get rid of the noise!
Yeah.
They'd probably go home and have nightmares of the noise. But in summary, I've never done that scan as you shop thing.
But this is the future.
Yeah, apparently.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Vibe breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his big quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
So, time for Big Al's Big Quiz. As we've mentioned already on the show,
it time for Big Al's Big Quiz?
It is, yeah.
I don't know
where you got that from. So, it is World Book Day, as we were talking about. We're not in fancy dress.
No.
But I did think, let's bring books into it. Let's do a book-themed quiz. And books aren't really that audio-friendly. So, I thought, let's do...
Know your books, books. Books that were made into movies. Even if you are quite stupid, you should know these. Films that were made from books. Know your books, books.
Oh, that's one of my favourite intros you've done.
Wow, that was terrible. I'm really sorry.
That was great. And that was very loud.
Yeah, it was. wow, sorry, I can't get over that. So it's about books that were made into movies, because I thought it'd be fun to play some clips from famous movies that came from books. So, how well do you know your movie quotes?
I mean, every time I say well on this, I don't do very well.
Okay,
so
let's not jinx it then.
Yeah, I'm not holding out hopes for our big score today.
All right, well, 5 points up for grabs. Name the movie that came from a book. 5 clips. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Question one.
You don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship.
Oh, okay. I was going to think, what is someone having a stroke? What's going on?
Does sound a bit like that at the beginning.
Yeah, The Godfather.
That's correct. Very good indeed. Well done.
You came to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
You know, it would be quite easy to act if you don't have to be coherent, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You came to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Just put bread in your cheeks.
No, I'm not going to be.
That's pretty much it, isn't it? Let's do question two, shall we?
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family.
Ooh.
Big famous 90s movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is it Trainspotting?
That's correct.
Yeah, boy.
And I deliberately didn't use the line that comes after that. That's all we'll say about
that. Is there a little bit of swearing?
A naughty word.
It's
in
a naughty
there,
word.
Yes.
Oh, we can't
well
be playing
so
a naughty word.
No, we can't.
I haven't seen that film because it's too... Too
have
high rating.
Wow. Because you're still not 18.
Yeah, I can't. I heard about the naughty words, so
yeah,
I had to boycott.
Yeah. It's too scary.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't tell my mum.
Sure. All right, question three.
The demented, drooling, slime-breathed little Lilliputian who owns this disgusting ribbon will never see the light of day again.
Oh, wow.
Come
okay.
on, tell me you've seen this film.
I mean...
This is, like, my favourite movie of my childhood.
I don't know that... Remember that specifically. I was thinking Harry Potter because of all the long words, and I thought, no, that's not an incantation. Mm. I just think they're actually just big words being used by someone posh.
Do you want a clue?
I'm going to say it's something to do with a school.
Mm.
I'm guessing, because you are sort of old but young, I'm going to say Matilda?
That's correct.
Yay!
Wow. Have you even seen the film?
Yeah, but like when I was age that you're meant to watch Matilda.
It's like literally one of the best films ever made.
I haven't seen it for
I think I watched it last year.
I watched it once about 20 years ago. So,
all right. This one's easy.
Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times.
I know this one.
If one only remembers to turn on the light...
Second iteration of Dumbledore. The music gave it away, but that's Harry Potter. I believe that's the last Harry Potter film as well, when he's looking at that weird, like, Voldemort creature thing.
Interesting. Don't try and be too clever. It is Harry Potter, but it's the third film.
Which is also the last film that I... No, it's not, yeah. But I get the
nice
point.
Nice try.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, number five, easy.
Sorry, I think I'd need someone to do an impression of that for me to really get it.
Yeah. Precious!
I think that was the worst impression, but I think...
I thought that was all right.
Lord of the Rings.
That's absolutely correct. You got 5 out of 5 today.
It's the first time ever.
Unbelievable.
You know,
well done.
My uncle was an extra in Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's in New Zealand, and he's 5'4", so he was a hobbit.
Vibe 107.6.
This week is a big week.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
It's British Pie Week.
It's the biggest week.
Yeah, it's not American Pie Week. I just couldn't find a British Pie song.
Mr. British
Pie. Turns out I wanted to use the Who Ate All the Pies charm, but it's very rude.
Yeah.
You fat something, and we can't use that on the radio.
We're certainly not going down that road, are we?
No. We're not going to accuse people of being that.
No.
Anyway, it's American Pie Week. Oh, this has happened. It's British Pie Week. I love pie. Can
so
I shout
much.
Out for pies?
Yeah, yeah. I honestly believe everything's better in a pie. This is true.
Right, okay.
At Christmas, I went to a pub and I had a Christmas dinner pie and it was better than the Christmas dinner.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had curry in a pie.
Yeah.
I've had steak in a pie. Technically, I've had alcohol in a pie because I had steak and ale pie.
Yeah.
And I didn't think you could get better than a pint. Mm. Turns out steak and ale pie is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
Doesn't quite get you drunk, though. Which,
no.
You know, we should say,
you'd have to eat a lot of them.
Imagine getting drunk off steak and ale pie.
Mm.
You get drunk and very, 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 very fat.
Over the course of about 5 days.
Yeah, you look like fat, what's his name, from Austin Powers, which coincidentally is in that song that we were talking about before.
Oh, wow, okay, that's clever.
Yeah, that's what
it?
They call them. They just shout at him.
That's come full circle.
I do know one person that hates pies.
Okay.
And I find it unfathomable.
Mm.
So I called her. Gemma's on the line. Gemma, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Gemma.
Good morning.
So, how can you hate pies?
This is indefensible, Gemma.
No, there are many, many reasons why I hate pies, but I can narrow it down to three reasons for you.
Right.
So, the texture, so soggy. Inside where the gravy meets the pastry, it's so wet and
the soggier the better.
Have you ever drunk water?
Yes.
Do you ever go, oh God, it's so wet, I can't have it?
The water's meant to be wet. Pastry's not supposed to be like that.
It's great. Do you not have like a cheesecake with some ice cream? That's a bit of crumble and...
I can imagine if you're somebody that isn't, you know, doesn't like your food to get... Like, I like my cornflakes to go a bit soggy, so that, you know, I like pies as well along the same lines. So I guess if that's not your thing, if that's not your jam...
No, you know what? I'm fine with cornflakes, but we're here for pies, and I'm not there for that. I'm supposed to be soggy.
I feel like you're coming round
so
to hating
wrong.
Pies.
No, absolutely not.
What's your reason number two, then?
So, when you're in Tesco's, you're buying your pie, it's 50-50 whether you're actually going to get meat in there or not, because some of them are literally half empty, like one chunk of meat in the pie.
Yeah, I'll exactly. Give you that. It's exciting.
No.
I don't like that.
No, that's not having to go at pies. That's having to go at supermarkets. And I trust me, on this show, we are more than happy to have a go at supermarkets for annoying us.
Every week.
Yeah, but it's just the not knowing. Sometimes you can get a full pie, that's fine. But then when you crack into a pie and it's empty, the disappointment that
it
you
is.
Feel.
Yeah.
And that is because of the pie that makes you feel that way.
I don't think, Gemma, I have to say, I don't think it's worth avoiding pies just to avoid that disappointment that might happen, though.
I feel like
you're missing out on a lot.
What is the stogginess and that? It's all really a bit overwhelming for me.
And then thirdly,
I don't eat dairy, and often they hide dairy in these pies when you don't expect it.
Yeah, that would get you hidden dairy.
So they just chuck it into the pastry, do they put it?
In the pastry or sometimes in the gravy, like you get a chicken and gravy one, and then they put a load of stuff in the gravy.
Oh, yeah,
you don't want to be on the toilet for a couple of hours after a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose not, no.
But I'm going to be honest, none of those reasons have made me like pies any less.
Mm. It's made me think, but it's not made me dislike pies.
Yeah, it's made me hungry, and now I want a pie.
Yeah.
But what I do have...
the opposite. Put me off.
Yeah, what I am going to do, Gemma, though, is call a butcher, because I want them to stand up for pies better than we have, because they know.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Gibson's Butcher in Watford. Luckily enough, Jason, one of the butchers, has been kind enough to come on the show. Jason, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you doing today? How's the shop going?
Very well, thank you. Considering the lockdown and all that, we're doing plenty of home deliveries, and, you know, it's going not too bad, thank you.
Excellent. Everyone needs their meat, and everyone, more importantly, this week, needs their pies. So, Jason, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I want you to tell us every reason why pies are amazing. Are you ready to give it a crack?
I'll give it a go.
All right, here we go. Tell us why pies are great.
Right. A traditional pie made in a butcher's shop is guaranteed to contain more meat than your mass-produced, manufactured pies. We can guarantee the quality and the flavour, basically, because although it's only on a smaller scale, we have more control over what goes in. I mean, all our pies are trimmed. The meat is trimmed, so there's no gristle or fat or anything like that.
Jason, I think we've sold it. Pretty much, don't get your pies from places that don't specialise in pies. Get them from you.
Well said.
And then it's going to be great.
Well, I mean, the proof is in the eating, really. I mean, we've never had any complaints. Everyone enjoys our pies. They keep coming back for more, and especially during the lockdown, they've been a favourite. It's a traditional British thing, isn't it? You know?
Jason, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm going to be down there for a pie, I think, over the weekend. Are you guys open on Saturday?
We are, from early in the morning, 5 a.m, if you're about that early.
Probably not, but I'll come in later. Hey, Jason, enjoy the rest of your day, mate. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks,
thank
Jason.
You.
All right, it's time to find out if this has convinced Gemma. Gemma, you heard that. British pies in a British shop, made by British people, and you can't go wrong. You're buying them from the supermarket, it's your problem. Are you convinced? Do you love pies now?
Respect to Jason, but is he going to tell me they're not soggy?
They're not soggy!
We're hung up on the soggy.
We're hung up, we can't do it. Okay, well, I tell you what we'll do, Gemma, is if you could actually... would you mind sending us a photo in of yourself? Because I think I'm going to send it over to Jason and then they can pop it up on the board with the rest of the undesirable customers. You could be next to the person who stole from the charity box.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.